All I could say is it has to be mental illness. So, okay, I'm not gonna date down. I would love to know, well, I already know, like, what kind of guy does she think is on her level?
I'm looking for a partner, a sexy partner. He gotta be handsome. Cause I'm sexy. Just this is natural. So just imagine me dressing it up. You know what I'm saying? Talk your talk.
Did you know that I can see you?
I was talking to somebody the other day. I was talking to a woman, actually. And she was saying, I seen this couple out, and the man was looking handsome. Let's just say he was 50, but he was kind of like a silver fox. And then the woman was like, but then I seen his woman or wife, I'm assuming his wife, and she just looked like an old hag. Like it didn't go together.
Sort of getting relinquished to the invisible women category.
Let's try to guess how old this woman is. I'm gonna try to put my best guess on it. She's definitely over 50. There is no question about that. She at least got to be 55 years old, if not 60. Ma'am, you can't compete with 28 to 35 year olds.
Why not?
Not only are they busted looking for creme de la creme, they're busted looking for creme de la creme with the attitude of, I ain't competing. So you better just come over here and see my worth.
Bye, Felicia.
Nobody cares about what he did 3, 4, 5, 10 years ago. What is he doing now? Stop thinking that you're going to miss out on something great because this man has a good game. He talks a good game. He portrays himself as a visionary and he's an entrepreneur. He just needs a good woman by his side.
That's a bird for you. That's what she. Yep, that's a bird for you right there. You dusty bastard.
Baby, you ain't young or fine enough for no money. 'Cause it's always gonna go back to money with women. They're very shallow. They're very one-dimensional. It's all about a man's money. These people are fucking horrible. Ma'am, okay, let's get shallow then. You wanna get shallow? Shallow here now. You don't look good enough to get no money from a man who really getting it like that. You're not young enough, you have too many wrinkles, and you're not pretty enough.
Now you found yourself a nigga. You were looking for a nigga? Nigga here now.
You'll be lucky to get a bum ass nigga to stick around. Let alone average Joe. Don't get me, I mean, average Joe, he'd be doing you a big favor. Women on the dating market, their money doesn't add value to their sexual marketplace value. A guy could be 50 living in his mom's basement and not to help her because she's sick or nothing. He just been living in there since he was born. He's 50, he's living in his mom's basement. He got a regular job. He helped his mom out with the bills. Look, I ain't judging that man. Is he a good person? Then I'm fucking with him.
My nigga.
Let's take her looks away. Let's forget about the look. Let's say she was fine. And let's say she didn't look as wrinkly as she does. She was a fine ass 55-year-old that looked 28, even though I don't know if I ever seen that. But let's just give it to her. Who the fuck wanna be around this funky ass attitude?
Not one single man on planet Earth.
You think men go out and accomplish great things to come home to this shit, your fucking mouth and toot? Hell no.
And he's an entrepreneur. He just needs a good woman by his side. We're not doing that anymore. Stop dating down. If that man is not within your tax bracket or higher than your tax bracket, it's an absolute no.
Well, yeah, that's totally fine. I have no issue with that.
You're doing him a favor. Do you think these men are mad? Like, men don't give a fuck. They're not checking for you. They're not seeing this video. If they are seeing this video, they laughing at it. See, if they were checking for you wouldn't be making this video because you'd be too busy sucking his d cooking his food, making sure he's straight. And he would be making sure you're straight if he valued you. Instead of women going out and getting results with the guys they want at the top of the food chain, they spend their time on the internet shaming the men who don't meet their requirements instead of attracting the men who do.
That's a coinkydink.
That's what they do to make themselves feel better, that they're not desirable to the guys that they desire. So to maintain my ridiculous ego, I'll go on the internet and shit on the guys who don't meet my requirements and talk about how much I'm so better than them. Everybody has to settle. Jay-Z settled on Beyonce because she got some big flaws that we don't know about that would justifiably be deal breakers to some men.
Chill. it.
Beyonce settled for Jay-Z. Because he looked like a camel. No, I'm just playing. You don't think Beyonce could have got a better looking man than Jay-Z?
You never know. That's the point.
Yeah, he had that bag. He had social status. You know, he was the man and all that. I get it. But we talking about settling. Many women, and don't get me wrong, many women would be with Jay-Z just because the money and status and all that. But I think it's fair to say, in this category, in the looks category, Beyonce settled.
Out of pocket for that shit. Way out of pocket. What do you gain from that?
He is not qualified to be in your presence.
Do you make more than your mother and father? Let's just hypothetically say you do. Are they worth being in your presence? They don't make as much. Does everybody in your family make what you make or more? Well, they shouldn't be in your presence. Hey, Martin Luther King wasn't rich when he got killed. So if you made more than him back in those days, was he not worthy to be in your presence? Jesus wasn't a rich man. Is Jesus not worthy of being in your presence, bitch?
She's brainwashed, dumbed down, emotional, and has no clue as to what she's talking about.
He is not qualified to go along with you and be your partner in life. It's an absolute no. I'm going to tell you right now. I make six figures.
Here we go.
If Buddy does not make six figures, then there's nothing to talk about.
Shut the fuck up. Shut the fuck up. But nigga, spy out you, nigga. Shut the fuck up.
You're so dumb. You are really dumb. For real.
Yes. Wow. Congratulations.
Please don't brag. Only fools brag. Bragging just shows you can shoot off your big mouth. If you're great, people will know it. You don't have to tell them anything. Just like I don't have to tell you. Understand?
You can tell people who knew money by how they talk and act about making six figures. That's not anything to act like you're Cleopatra about. It's just it's a good living, but it's not nothing to act like you know, Oprah or something over.